531.
As Leon Smith from Tauranga, attended Tauranga Boys High, went to Church College of New Zealand before serving his mission in Arizona from 2008 to 2010. He attended the Brigham Young University in Hawaii from 2012-2014, studying psychology. He started an online health and wellness business in Sydney, Australia in 2018, and then decided to migrate to the United States of America, to Utah in 2020, working as a full-time health and wellness ambassador. We cross now to the U.S., to Utah to be exact, and Leon is on the line now. Kia ora, talofa, Leon. Thank you so much for agreeing to have a chat with us.
Kia ora and talofa. Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
Now, you have literally been all over the place, and you are now in Utah. Let's do a synopsis of the film that we're going to do on Leon. Where did Leon grow up, and how did Leon end up in Utah?
Cool. Well, you know, I'll try and keep it as short, as sweet and short as possible. I'm from Tauranga. So, for those of you who don't know, I know people in New Zealand don't even know where Tauranga is. Tauranga is a little small town on the east coast, probably about an hour and a half directly across from Hamilton. So born and raised in Tauranga. Like you mentioned, I went to school out there. Did my high school, first 3 years at Boys College. And then my last 2 years, I moved across to Hamilton and I went to the Church College of New Zealand. So that's kind of my upbringing, and now I'm here in Utah. So that's, wow, it's probably about 12 years in the making since I left home at 18. Eventually found myself over here.
Now, that is via Sydney. When you were in Sydney, you decided to get into online health and wellness business, and you're doing the same thing there. How is that going, and how important is fitness in terms of mental health, healthiness?
Yeah, first of all, you know, you mentioned there that I got into it when I was out there. You know, fitness, health, nutrition, and overall good lifestyle has always been a part of my life. That's been ingrained into me from when I was a young child. Just seeing my my mum, I would say she was the biggest influence in my life. Being a marathon runner, just all around being active, having an active lifestyle. And so that was ingrained into me. It wasn't until I got to Sydney in 2018. I was in New Zealand before that, but like most Kiwis do, we move over to Australia to get a better job, make some better wages out there. So I had an opportunity to move out to Sydney. And when I was out there, I actually had an idea. I wanted to start my own nutrition company. And so that was the idea. I got a job, was just trying to save up enough money to make that happen. The company that I wanted to get started, I got some quotes on a product. And it would take, well, it was going to cost me about $30,000 to $40,000 just to create that product. So I did the math and I figured, man, by the way I'm going right now with my current job, it's probably going to take me 2 to 3 years to save up that own that money. I found another opportunity, a cheaper, easier route, low risk, and I just decided to give it a go. That was in March 2018. And the reason why, especially there was a bigger picture when I found out about it, was because, hey, I come from New Zealand. I come from a community where there are a lot of Polynesians, and it is a part of our culture to, I guess, indulge in the goodness of life in regards to food rich in sugar and fat. I'm talking about bakeries. I'm talking about takeaways.
Yes.
I'm talking about that traditional New Zealand diet that we all grow up on.
Yes.
And that's all we know. And so I found this opportunity and I said to myself, I believe I can make a difference here. I believe I can help a lot of people. And in terms of, you know, mental health, this is where it all begins. It begins with our body. If we take care of our body, then the rest is eventually going to take care of itself. And so that's kind of where I got started with my journey and how it's helped me to get to where I am today.
Why Utah from Sydney?
Great question. So I want to say probably about November of that year, 2018, I had quit my job. So I had begun this business, started working at part-time. So I was working at night. I still had a few hours available throughout the day where I would work this business part-time. Eventually, my business got to a space where I didn't have to work my job anymore, so I quit my job. Now that I had the time available to do what I really wanted to do, which was grow the business, I decided to move home. So I moved home. 2019, I was in New Zealand, and I was just making it happen. I was talking to all my friends, all my family about what I was doing, and really just sharing with them the vision about how I wanted to grow this, not just in New Zealand, but worldwide. And so it was about August when I just got the idea that I wanted to travel. I wanted to do something big. I wanted to travel to the US. So I went up to Auckland. I applied for a business visa. And by the good grace of God, I was given a visa. So I had planned to catch a flight from New Zealand straight after New Year's. That's exactly what I did. So I jumped on a plane January 9th. And the reason why I came out to Utah is because I had one business partner out here, specifically in St. George, Utah, which is in southern Utah, right down the bottom. And he said, bro, you should come out here. Now, he's Samoan, born and raised out here in the States. And he said, look, there's a big community of Polynesians out here. They will vibe with you, especially being from New Zealand. Hey, everyone loves Kiwis, right? They love our accent. They love our easy, just the way we are. We're easygoing. So if you come out here, I think you'll be really successful. So I did. I came out in January, and it really was a leap of faith because this was my primary source of income. And I wouldn't have been able to get a job out here being that I was on a business visa. And so I did that in January. I came out here. And so this is home for me now. Maybe, I don't know if you want to talk about it later on, but I actually met a girl in March, and we're actually going to be getting married. So this is going to be home for me now. And it's going to be it's actually going to be a place for any Kiwi coming through here. Now you know that I am here, and I want to let everyone know where I am. So when they come through town, they can come stay with me. I want to show them how it is out here. And that's really the big picture and kind of why I want to stay out here and create a place for Kiwis that can come through here. So that's why I'm here, bro.
Wow, wow, wow. St. George. So how big is a Polynesian population there in St. George? You say you've got your Samoan business partner, but I know that there are a lot of Tongans in Utah and generally Samoans and Māori. How big is our Māori and Pacific Island community there in St. George?
Bro, percentage-wise, if we go Māori, Samoans and Tongans, I want to say 99% of those are Samoan and Tongan, and there's 1% Māori, bro. I know 5 Māoris in town. There is one who owns a gym, and he's from Nelson. There's another one, he just lives just down the road from me. His last name is Ihimaida, so many people would be familiar with Ihimaida and his books, The Whale Rider especially. His nephew lives here in town, actually straight down the road from me. There's another Māori here who owns Polynesian Pools. It's a pool company out here in town, and there's a couple of others. So there's about 5 of us total. The rest are Samoan and Tongan, and there's some Hawaiians out here too, I should add. Straight down the road from me is a Hawaiian restaurant. On the other side of town is another Hawaiian restaurant. So the Polynesian community here in St. George is thriving.
Wow, you really have settled there, and you are right. Everyone does love the Kiwi accent, because you've obviously found a local girl that loves your accent and you as a person, which is wonderful, wonderful. So as far as you're concerned, St. George, Utah is home for the foreseeable future. How well is the business going? It is a challenge, because by nature, we just love our food, and once we sit down to eat, we find it really hard to get up again.
It is a challenge, and yes, at times when we do have a, a big party or whatever, it is hard to get up again. But, I mean, this is our programming, right? We don't know any better. I didn't know any better. All I knew was mum and dad took me to McDonald's once a week. Every Friday night, we'd go get fish and chips, sit there in front of our TV on the floor and watch a movie, and that was just life in New Zealand. Maybe get Chinese, switch it up. So, I mean, sorry, what was your question again, bro?
The program that you run, it is what we need as a people in terms of our future and in terms of our longevity, literally.
Yeah, you know, it's so important. You speak about longevity, you speak about a legacy. And it's sad because I've met a lot of Polynesians that, you know, for themselves have accepted the fact that they are overweight and that they aren't going to live the normal life expectancy of a human being. And they've just accepted that. And I want to let them know that, no, you do not need to accept that because that's not true. That is not true. I'm here to show them that I can help them add an extra 10 to 20 years of good life to their current lifespan. When I talk about good life, I talk about being able to get up and have energy and run around with your kids and your grandkids and be able to live life to its fullest. And so business is, it's always going to be thriving, right? Health and wellness is, I mean, it's one of the most trending businesses and topics right now. We want to talk about COVID during the months of March when the whole world was hit hard, when everyone was on lockdown. What happened was everyone was stuck inside and all the gyms were closed. And so people started putting on weight, they started eating. And so business started booming, escalating since then. So it's a thriving business. And I'm here to just, you know, tell people, Polynesians, in specific, is that, you know, I want to help them change their mindset around food. And not just the fact that they have to let go of everything, because, no, that's our culture is what makes us unique. I want to show Polynesians that we can have a balance, that we can still enjoy our taro, we can still enjoy a lusipi, we can still enjoy a hangi, we can still eat our Polynesian foods that we like, but have a balance. If that makes sense.
No, I get you absolutely. And this is one of the things that I discovered when Tefing and I used to tour the U.S. as the Laughing Samoans. People saw Tefing and they thought that he was just normal. And in general, our population there is obese. I mean, the American population is obese, but our population even more so. They would see me and they would say, "Are you really Samoan? You're so small," because the norm there is to be big. It's wonderful to have a business like yours, where, as you say, we can find the balance between eating and then the wellness. How can people get more information about the business that you run? Please, Leon.
Yeah, sure. I would love to just reach out to me. You can find me on Facebook. Leon Smith, type in, there's probably a few Leon Smiths around the world. Type in St. George, Utah. At the end of that, you can even reach me on Instagram. I go by Cousin Leon on Instagram, just the word cousin and L-E-O-N. Yeah, I mean, that would probably be the best way to reach out to me directly.
And if people, that is a good way to have people know where they can stop into once the borders open up and St. George, Utah becomes an option to visit.
Oh, totally, totally. I've set up, this is my home. So for anyone that comes through here, you know, especially from New Zealand, there ain't too many Kiwis around here. I want to be that ambassador. I want everyone to know when they come through St. George, they can come stay with Cousin Leon.
Wonderful. Health and wellness ambassador Leon Smith, you have got to do some shout outs before we run out of time.
Yeah, let's do that, man. I let a few of my Facebook followers know that I was going to be on today. So I've got a few people here. About 10 people I want to shout out. I've got my man Damien Fleming. He's from New Zealand, but he's currently over in Australia right now, doing doing the mahi. He's out there trying to get himself a contract in the sports area. One of my business partners back in New Zealand, actually in Auckland, I think she's out in Te Aratu, that is Mia Esela. And she's actually, her family actually hail from the island of Tuvalu. I got my boy Corey Ortine out there in Auckland as well. My cousin Rico Sanalivi. I've got Malik Harvey. Malik, I think he's in Australia, but from Auckland originally. I've got my boy Corey Samuel from back in my hometown of Tauranga, from my suburb of Maryvale. I've got my boy Awi Awatea down there in the South Island, down there in Christchurch. And then I've got my boy Trey Stadler. He's also Kiwi, but over in Australia. These people reached out to me, and I'm sure they would appreciate that shout out. So shout out to all of you guys on the radio station today.
Wonderful. Hey, Leon, good luck with the wedding coming up in a couple of months. And we will check in with you again, hopefully in the not too distant future.
Thank you very much, bro. I really appreciate it. And again, to everyone listening, health is your greatest wealth. It really is, because that will allow you to spend quality time with the family. And not only that, set an example for your children, for your grandchildren, and for generations to come. I'm here in St. George, Utah. Please add me on Facebook, and when you come through here, we'll go get a good feed. There's some good buffets around here, and I'll show you a good time. Thank you very much, man.